英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一读美文，欢迎我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon, I hope you had a great dragon boat。
哟，这个 Judy 老师好久不见了，上一次是在端午之前。
Yeah, the last time was before the dragon boat festival. I gotta say, I like my holidays. I ate so many 粽子，
像过了一个长长的假期一样，还是有很多话想要跟同学们说。好，欢迎大家登录到我们的在线直播间，一起和 Judy 老师来读读今天的美文。我们有两则 MM 小故事， M&M 小故事。
Yeah, if you put it that way, I really want to eat M&Ms now. ButWe are going to talk about two stories that have to do with selfishness.
对，其实今天这两个故事的关键词呢，都是一个 self， 但是这一个 self 又可以延伸出两个反义词，一个呢是 selfishness， 一个是 selflessness.
Well, if someone is selfish, that means that a person thinks only aboutHim or herself. She doesn't care about what other people want or what other people need. No, only her or his, like, needs and his desires, they matter. The rest, that's nothing. Mm. But someone who is selfless is exactly the opposite.
对，其实您看啊，这两个单词呢也包含了一些英文中的构词法。self 就是一个词根，是自己和自我的意思。selfish 啊 ，fish 就是一个形容词的后缀嘛，啊，就是自我的。
Yeah.
那么 less l e s s 它也是一个形容词后缀，表示少少的。那 self 加上 less 就是自己很少的，而 self 加上 ish selfish 就是自己多的。那么一个自己多的和一个自己少的，一个就是自私的，一个就是无私的，这两个词语一对反义词。
Yeah, and like the stories we're going to talk about today, they're about two people who are really like very selfish, so they have a lot of themselves, like Jingjing said.
所以今天的故事啊，我们可以一起来探讨一下和讨论一下啊，作者的观点到底对不对呢？您不需要同意，但是你可以说出自己的理由。第一个故事呢，叫做 Me First Mary， 我第一的玛丽，我们可以理解为是非常自我的玛丽。
Yeah, it's a story about a very unhappy girl, actually. She's called Mary, and she lives in a world that is called the Me First World.
她住在一个呢自我为中心的世界。其实玛丽这个名字啊，我们知道英文中一个单词啊，谐音叫做 Mary， 是 M-E-R-R-Y， 就是快乐的意思。
Yeah, it's really funny that they called her Mary, as we will read as well. Like, because Mary...means happy.
我们知道啊，像 Merry Christmas,
yeah,
就是 happy 的意思。
Exactly, exactly. And even though you write both words differently, they sound the same. Because like, if you say Merry, that's a name. If you say Merry, that's the word of happy. So it's really like a very small, tiny difference.
这个叫玛丽的女孩呢，她的世界里啊只有一个单词，那就是我或者是我的啊。她就生活在一个 me first world。她会愤怒啊，交通事故让她迟到。她抱怨别人扭伤脚踝毁了她的假期。她也会嗤之以鼻，电视上的洪水新闻扫了她看喜欢节目的兴致。她其实也不是个坏人啊，她只是很相信一个道理，就是说生活已经很艰难了。你帮助别人的时候就没办法为自己着想了。
Yeah, like she lives in a me first world where the only rule is, like as it seems, that if you help someone else, you're obviously not helping yourself. So, like, it's a waste of time. So, like, this me first world, of course, doesn't really exist out there, but it's a metaphor for like a big problemnowadays, that everyone is like only thinking about themselves, only like caring about their own needs and their own like desires, not really about other people.
第一个故事呢，就是关于玛丽她自己真实的生活的一种写实哈，和她从生活当中的收获的一些感受。第二个故事呢，是关于两个男孩 two boys.
Yeah.
who are playing the marbles.
Yeah, there. This the second story is about two little boys, and like one boy, he had like a bag full of beautiful marbles. I don't know if you played with that as a kid, but I did, and I know I had exactly such a bag with like the most prettiest marbles I had. And of course, like the boy, he didn't want to share them with anyone.
两个男孩呢，他们对于这个玻璃弹珠啊，因为这是小男孩比较喜欢玩的游戏吧，啊，
mm-hmm.
玩的这个玩具嘛，玻璃弹珠，有自己呢不同的看法和态度。
Yeah, another boy who has no marbles, he actually gets away with it, like he actually wins the game in the end.
嗯，所以啊，好，不多说了哈，简单的介绍以后呢，我们一起来进入到今天的美文学习。第一个 ，Me first, Mary。
Me first, Mary. Mary was an odd name for this particular Mary. For this particular Mary often pursed her unmerry lips in disgust at some other someone. Someone, anyone, who got in her way during any particular day. Mary was an unmerry as any someone could be. Knowing that she lived in a me first world, Mary often used her lips to speak aloud the two words that were mostly on her mind, me and my. Sometimes Mary often spoke the words I and mine too. These were the syllables that tumbled off her tongue from each day's first sun flicker to every night's final moon glim. Driving to work, she fumed that an accident ahead on the highway put me behind schedule. Vacationing in the mountains, she snorted that her boyfriend's sprained ankle ruined my holiday. Watching television, she sniffed that the terrible news about terrible floods somewhere interrupted my favorite program. The drivers in the accident and the boyfriend and the mountains and the people living near the terrible floods were not tickled by these events either, of course, though this thought never mended completely into Mary's mind. Mary wasn't mean, mind you. No, Mary didn't want to hurt anyone. Of course not. Mary had just learned the big lesson in life very, very well. If you're helping someone else, you're not helping yourself. It was a hard but simple truth, as every someone understood in this me first world.
That is like a very good, like an example of like a person who wants to like sort of in a fairy tale like way make a point. That's what I really liked about this story. Me first, Mary. Mary was an odd name for this particular Mary.
Mary 这个名字挺奇怪的 ,odd, 奇怪和不寻常的。对于这样的一个特别的名叫玛丽的女孩来说，玛丽这个名字呢，听上去有些不太恰当，有些奇怪。
For this particular Mary often pursed her unmerry lips in disgust at some other someone.
Particular 的意思就是这个，就是这个特别的。是啊。
Yeah, she pursed her lips. That means she like, imagine you see,like something very dirty on the street or something, then you press your lips against each other and then you look like with a face as if you saw something really dirty. So yeah, if you are very unsatisfied or very unhappy, then you purse your lips, you press your lips against each other.
这个很生动的动词小词啊和词组搭配啊挺生活的。你看我们平时都说紧紧的闭着嘴。你看你在表达一种鄙夷的时候，你是不是那种紧紧的闭着嘴，或者是撅起来嘴呀、啊？嘴唇哈、啊、叫 purse 这个单词 ，p u r s e， pursed lips， pursed her lips， 就是紧紧的闭起她的嘴唇。她的嘴唇呢，还是一个 unmarried 的嘴唇，还是一个不快乐的嘴唇，满脸不悦的嘴唇。In disgust
In disgust. When you do something in disgust, you do something while you're thinking of something that is very disgusting. Like, it is written on your face, like, that it, that you find something very, very dirty and very disgusting. You're like, ew.
这个 in disgust, 用我们现在网络用语来翻译的话，就是四个字，叫满脸嫌弃。当他满脸嫌弃的时候，看着谁呢？ At some other someone.
Yeah, someone, anyone who got in her way during any particular day.
哎，他经常啊是撅起嘴哈、啊，满脸不悦的给别人一副非常嫌弃的表情。什么样的人呢？ Someone who got in her way, got in one's way, 站到某人的路中间，这什么意思啊？妨碍了某人。
Mary.Was as unmarried as any someone could be.
啊，只要有人妨碍她，她就表现出很嫌弃。
Yeah, she was very, very, like, not happy.
啊，很嫌弃。Mary was unmarried. Mary 呢，她也不快乐。As anyone, as someone could be. 啊，这什么意思呢？
It means that she was as unhappy as possible. Like, there was no one...More unmarried, no one more unhappy than this Mary.
哎，她就像那些不开心的人一样啊，就阴沉着脸，撅着嘴。
Knowing that she lived in a me-first world, Mary often used her lips to speak aloud the two words that were mostly on her mind: me and my.
玛丽是知道的，玛丽她知道自己 ,knowing that she lived in a me-first world, 她知道自己是生活在一个以自我为中心的世界。所以呢，她常常是 used her lips, 用她的嘴唇啊来高声说话 ,speak loud, 用她的嘴唇来说出这两个单词 ,that were mostly on her mind.
Yeah, the words that she mostly thought about, the things that she mostly, like, was thinking about while, like, she was doing her things.
主要的 on your mind 的意思就是是你经常啊想的那种词语啊想的那些词。
Yeah, like, for example, if you're very hungry, then you have food on your mind. If you are in love...Then you have the person you're in love with mostly on your mind.
哎，就好像有的吃货哈，天天呢心里想的就是吃吃吃吃吃，
exactly.
这个就叫做 most on your mind. 咱们的脑海里天天想的都是逛吃逛吃逛吃哈、啊，女生脑子里哈、啊、想逛吃逛吃逛吃。举例子就说明这个意思 ，mostly on one's mind， 就整天想什么。
Sometimes Mary often spoke the words I and.Mine too.
哦，就是这些同义词词组啦。第一个就是 me 我，第二个就是 mine 我的，或者有的时候呢是 I 我啊，这个大写的我，同时是 mine 啊，宾格形式我的。
Yeah, these were the syllables that tumbled off her tongue from each day's first sun flicker to every night's final moon gleam.
这作者啊为了形容从早到晚啊也是用了一番心思。
Yeah, this is a very poetic sentence, I think.
充满诗意的语言。这些呢都是一些音节 or syllables, 一些音节啊英文当中的音节。Tumbled off, 一个词组啊从哪儿呢掉落出来跌落出来啊从哪儿呢从他的舌头里。Tumble off her tongue, 意思就是说从嘴里蹦出来的。
Yeah, when a word tumbles off your tongue,You say it sometimes, just occasionally, but not really, like, as if you pay, like, really attention to it, that you're really, like, making an effort to say that, and you realize that you're actually saying it.
就是情不自禁地说出来，有点像口头禅了，自己也没有意识到自己是说的什么，所以是 tumbled off her tongue from each day's, 从每天早上的第一缕阳光 ,sun flicker, 第一缕阳光。
Yeah, a sun flicker,is like the narrow line of light that you can see coming if the sun rises. You see like a small light beam, and that is like the first rays of the sun.
从早上第一缕阳光到晚上的最后一缕月光 final moon gleam.
Yeah, a moon gleam is a shimmer of the moon, or a moon ray. It's like the moonlight, basically.
你看同样是光光的闪烁太阳呢就是 flicker,
Yeah.
月亮呢就是 glim, 你看太阳呢是带着一种跳跃的啊发散的光芒。Gleam 是一种温柔的啊比较冷冷的光芒。
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Like a gleam is more, yeah, slow, romantic, more dim. While sun flicker, that's like really bright and shiny, like bam.
是不是这两个同样是光芒闪烁的词语特别不一样啊，我们可以联想起来记一下。你看你比较喜欢 flicker 还是比较喜欢 glam 嘛、glam 就是很月光很柔情很浪漫的光芒、
Driving to work, she fumed that an accident ahead on the highway put me behind schedule.
好我们来看玛丽的生活啊都有哪些细节啊。开车上班的路上 driving to work, she fumed, 啊暴怒啊发怒了。
Yeah, this is to feel a lot of anger and like really a lot of like hatred even like to, yeah, that you're like, oh no, I've got an accident ahead on the highway, so I'm put all behind schedule. So she was super angry.
这路上啊发怒啊这个路怒呢我们可以用 fume, F-U-M-E, 一点就着。那 fumed, that an accident ahead on the highway, 高速前边的那个交通事故呀 put me behind schedule, put me behind schedule.
Yeah, if you are put behind schedule, you can do less than you plan to do because something or someone interrupted you. So she was, for example, off to work, she was driving to work and she had to be at work at 9 and start her work and everything.But now an accident happened on the highway, so she can start her work by 9:30. So she is put behind schedule.、
把某人放在日程的后面，意思就是让某人啊迟到了，晚点了。Vacationing in the mountains. Vacation 还可以做动词，就是度假。
Yeah.
哎呀，在这个山上度假的时候呢 ，she snorted. 大家看啊，他的这些反应的一些动词都很有趣。Snort 就是。
Yeah, to make it like a noise through your nose, like that, to, when you're like very angry or very like unsatisfied.
哎，是抱怨，不耐烦的意思。Snort. 说呀，her boyfriend sprained ankle. 说他什么男朋友 sprained, 扭伤了脚踝这件事情。
Yeah.
Ruined my holiday.
Yeah, a sprained ankle, as you can imagine, that hurts pretty much, right? So you cannot really go hiking in the mountains when you're on a holiday in the mountains. That's really like bad luck.
就结伴而行吧。啊，这个旁人呢，要是有一个受伤什么的话，就让他觉得很不耐烦。这是怎么搞的？啊、
yeah.
让我们的假期都没法过了。你是怎么搞的？好，看电视的时候呢
？Watching television, she sniffed.That the terrible news about terrible floods somewhere interrupted my favorite program.
好，又是一个不舒服啊！这个叫做 sniff, S-N-I-F-F。这个朱迪老师可以形容一下哈。就是这个意思。
Yeah, she was like really like being though that accident in the mountains that ruined my favorite program.
鼻子里发出一声轻蔑的声音，也就是咱们汉语所说的嗤之以鼻。哼，嗤之以鼻什么？这种 terrible news， 那些啊，某个地方发生的可怕的洪水 interrupted， 它打断了 my favorite program。哎呀，打断了我正在看的节目啊，可能是人家那种，比如说危机新闻的一种临时的播报啊，
yeah, yeah. It's like a very emergency report then that interrupts programs.
哪里地震了呀？哪里洪水了呀？ Yeah. 等等，哎，就是放这些干嘛呀
？Yeah, and she was angry because of that because it interrupted her favorite TV show.
好，那么
the drivers in the accident and the boyfriend in the mountains.And the people living near the terrible floods were not tickled by these events either, of course.
这句话的意思就是说，事故当中的司机啊，高速上的事故，以及扭伤脚踝的人，还有就是那些生活在发生可怕洪水附近的人们，他们自己难道愿意遇到这些事情吗？ Were not tickled by tickle. 我们知道是挠痒痒啊，逗乐。
Yeah.
他们是绝对不会被这种事情逗乐的呀。Not tickled by these events either, of course.
Well, to be tickled by something, of course, means that someone, like, tickles you, makes you laugh. But to be tickled also means something else. It means to be happy or be pleased about something.
对，其实是说对某事感到开心的意思。
Yeah.
谁会对生活当中这些不如意的事情感到开心呢？
Yeah,
感到逗乐呢？
Of course, they were not happy about this either. They were not tickled by all these events either.
他们是受害者，他们当然也不开心。但是
Though this thought never mandered completely into Mary's mind.
但是这样的想法从来就没有进入过玛丽的大脑哈。This thought never mandered.
Yeah, to mander, that means to move slowly into, like, some direction. So, like, you can also use this metaphorically as here, that a thought manders into someone's mind, that this thought slowly enter someone's realization.
Mean 这个词啊 ,M-E-A-N, 就是有意识的。
Yeah.
有意味着什么。那么加上 D-E-R-E-D 呢 ,mandered, 意思就是说让某人有觉知的让某人觉察的。Mm-hmm. 哎呀他这种想法从来就没有。
She never even thought about this.
他想都没有想过别人是怎么考虑问题的。想都没有想过别人会对这个事情有什么反应。
Yeah, Mary wasn't mean, mind you.
但是呢要提醒你 ,mind you, 就是提醒你。Mary 呢她不是一个很刻薄的人很 mean, 很讨厌很刻薄很坏的人不是的。
No, Mary didn't want to hurt anyone.
Mary 呢也不想伤害别人也不想伤害任何人。
Of course not. Mary had just learned the big lesson in life. Very well.
Learn a big lesson. 生活中啊领悟到了一些什么。生活中学会了一节重要的课。玛丽呢只是在生活中领悟的非常深刻的领悟了一件事情那就是
If you are helping someone else, you are not helping yourself.
你在帮助别人的时候你就没有在帮助自己。
It was hard.But simple truth.
这是一个很难但是呢又很简单的真相真实。
As every someone understood in this me first world.
因为每个人都会在这样一个 me first world 当中有所领悟那就是我们实际上都是为了自己而活着。
Yeah, so everyone was thinking in this way.
对听到这里大家会觉得说对没毛病。是这样子的、是不是
Yeah.
你确实啊你帮助别人的时候你没有在帮助你自己。
I mean, on paper, that's true, right?
所以说而且大家在成长的过程中都会明白这个道理。As everyone understood in this me first world.
The trouble with being just one me in a me first world is all those other me firsters living in your world. Yes.All those other me first people just keep getting in your way. Which was why Mary so often pursed her unmarried lips in disgust at some other someone. Which was why Mary was as unmarried as any someone could be. And so it went for me first Mary, day after day after day, becoming less Mary by the moment until one day,Mary had to wonder, just for one moment beneath her pursed unmarried lips, maybe me first isn't the best way to be in this world. Maybe helping only yourself isn't really helping yourself at all. Was it possible that doing something helpful for some other someone really might help Mary too somehow? Was it possible?Mary might feel a little merrier if she thought a little less about herself alone? Was it really possible that any of this was really possible in this me first world? Mary pursed her lips again tighter than usual. No, that's really not possible, Mary said tartly to herself aloud. My life's hard enough just worrying about me all the time. Me, 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 every minute, and I still can't get what I want. Imagine how bad my life would be if I started worrying about any of them, too.
This is a 挣扎的玛丽。
The trouble with being just one me in a me first world is all those other me firsters living in your world?
哎呀，其实呢，生活在一个以自我为中心的世界里还是有烦恼的。The trouble with being just one me, 一个我，在这样的一个 me first world 当中 is, 问题就是什么呀？
Other people.
对，因为你的世界不是只有你一个人。All those other me firsters. 你看这英语的造词法。First, me first world 可以做形容词。Me firster, 就是那些自我为中心的人。
Yeah, I mean, ER, putting that behind a word that makes it like, a noun usually. Like, for example, dance, that's a thing, right? Dancer, sing, singer.
Teacher.
Exactly, exactly. True. So, yeah, me first. That's a, like a noun.、
Mm.
Me firster is a person who is like a me first person.
对，就说你的世界呢并不是只有你一个人，还有生活中的所有的其他以自我中心为自我为中心的人，对不对？
Yes. All those other me first people just keep getting in your way.
你瞧瞧那些啊，所有的其他那些以自我为中心的人都不停的不断的 keep doing something. 刚才前面我们遇到这个短语 getting one's way, 就是又站到某人的路中间来了，就是妨碍某人。那别人以自我为中心的人他会妨碍你，对不对？
Exactly. Which was why Mary so often pursed her unmarried lips in disgust.At some other someone.
这个句子文行文开始的时候我们已经见过了。Unmarried, pursed her unmarried lips in disgust at some other someone. 这就是为什么啊，玛丽经常就撅着嘴满脸不悦的给其他那些人一副嫌弃的表情。
Which was why Mary was as unmarried as any someone could be.
这就是为什么玛丽像其他那些人一样非常的不快乐。
And so it went for me first Mary, day after day after day, becoming less Mary by the moment.
So it went, 意思就是说这是
And so it continued.
这事儿就继续下去了。在这个 me first Mary 身上，在这个以自我为中心的玛丽身上，事情就这样继续的下去了。生活的每一天每一天都怎么样呢？ Becoming less Mary by the moment, 变得更加的不愉快了。
Until one day Mary had to wonder just for one moment beneath her pursed unmarried lips.
好，直到有一天啊，哎呀，玛丽呢这有那么一刹那，他开始有点觉得怀疑自己的这个观点了。
Yeah, she was like just thinking like really deep. Maybe me first isn't the best way to be in this world.
哎，就天天都这么不开心啊，紧闭着嘴唇啊，撅起嘴啊，沉着脸啊，玛丽开始 wonder, 哎，开始怀疑了，开始考虑了，有新的想法了。哪怕那么一瞬间 ,for one moment, beneath her pursed lips,他这个紧闭的嘴唇当中呢说出来了一句话。Maybe me first isn't the best way to be in this world. 也许这个自我中心并不是生活在这个世界上最好的处事方式吧。
Maybe helping only yourself isn't really helping yourself at all.
诶，有这么一个灵光乍现的时候，也许只是帮助你自己并不是真正的在帮到你自己。
Was it possible that doing something helpful for some other someone really might help Mary too somehow?
那既然是问题出在自己身上，那我就顺着这个思路往下想一想。那可不可能 Was it possible that doing something helpful for some other someone 做点帮助什么别人的事情 really might Mary too somehow?能够反而帮到我呢？有没有这种可能呢？
Was it possible Mary might feel a little merrier if
she thought a little less about herself alone? 如果她稍微的少想一点自己 think about herself alone, I think less.
Yeah, just think about someone else.
就稍微我想点自己，我能不能够感觉到 a little merrier? 稍微快了一丢丢呢？能不能呢？他就是这么想了一想。
Was it really possible that any of this was really possible in this me first world?
可是他又怀疑了，我这种做法能不能够，可不可以在一个这个以自我为中心的大世界里面实现呢？
Was it really possible that any of this was really possible?
那我刚才想的这一堆能不能，不是说我做到了，但我这个大世界能不能做到呢？ Really in this me first world 能不能做到呢？玛丽也不知道。
Mary pursed her lips again, tighter than usual.
哎呀，这次不仅是撅起了嘴，反而比以前撅的还更高了， tighter 还闭得更紧了。
No, that's really not possible, Mary said tartly to herself aloud.
她否定了，她斩钉截铁地否定了这种可能性。
No, 绝不可能。That's really not possible, Mary said tartly.
大家见过这个词吗？
Tartly.
Yeah, do you know the flavor of a sour cherry? That is a tart flavor. So if you say something tartly, then your mood is a little bit sour. Then you're like a little bit annoyed and a little bit like, yeah, angry, but not necessarily you know where you're angry at. So that is tartly, doing something tartly, feel tart.
Feel tart, 尖锐的。甚至有些尖酸的，玛丽是尖锐的口吻，尖声的啊，尖酸的，大声的对自己说：“不可能，这绝对不可能，怎么能这样呢
？”My life's hard enough, just worrying about me all the time.
我的生活已经够艰难的了 ，hard enough 都不能再难了，仅仅是天天担心着自己这事儿那事儿的，已经很不容易了，我怎么还能够啊？
Me, 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 every minute, and I still can't get what I want.
你看，我每分钟，我每一分钟都想的是我自己，我，这我都还没得到我想要的呢，我都还没有得到满足呢。I still can't get what I want. 你看，我都没满足我自己。
Imagine how bad my life would be if I started worrying about any of them too.
那你能不能想象一下呀 ？Imagine how bad my life would be. 能不能想象一下我生活会变得多糟糕？如果我开始担心起别人来了，哎，文章到这里就戛然而止了，就没有了。
You can imagine that Mary never actually got married.
那 Mary 她能不能够变得真正的快乐起来呢？
I don't think so.
唉，不好说。所以啊，就让大家来讨论一下了。一个故事到这里就戛然而止了，它没有了。那怎么样才能让 Mary 感到开心呢？但是我们虽然不知道她有没有为别人着想，但是我们至少知道，生活在一个 me first world 当中，玛丽显然是不开心的。
Yeah, we all know that Mary in the me first world was not happy at all.
但是呢，他尝试了一下要不要为别人着想，但是他没去做。
Yeah.
而且他把自己呢否定在了去做的那条路上。
Yeah, she did not really like do something with her thoughts that maybe she should help someone else because in the me first world, everyone was not helping each other.、Mm-hmm. So why should she?
所以玛丽她没有去尝试另一种可能，万一那种可能能够让她 a little merrier 呢？
Hopefully.
他没有去尝试。好，这是第一个故事。接下来我们来看看，同样是这个 me first world, 有的人呢他就去尝试了一下。The parable of the marbles, 玩弹珠的男孩。
The parable of the marbles. Once upon a time, there was a foolish boy who had a bag full of beautiful marbles. Now this boy was quite proud of his marbles. In fact,He thought so much of them that he would neither play with them himself, nor would he let anyone else play with them. He only took them out of the bag in order to count and admire them. They were never used for their intended purpose. Yet that boy carried that coveted bag of marbles everywhere he went. Well, there was also a wise boy who wished he could have such a fine bag of marbles. So this boy worked hard,and earn money to purchase a nice bag to hold marbles. Even though he had not yet earned enough with which to purchase any marbles, He had faith and purchased the marble bag. He took special care of the bag and dreamed of the day it would contain marbles with which he could play and that he could share with all of his friends.
第二个故事，当我们在说这个漂亮弹珠的时候，大家可以想想自己生活中哪些东西是你自己觉得最珍贵最宝贵的啊，天天就是放在枕边的，哈哈，藏在柜子里的，拿不出来，不敢拿出来，不想拿出来看的。
Especially children do that.
尤其是小时候你玩过的玩具，哪些呀舍不得拿出来跟别人玩的啊？我们来想象一下。
Once upon a time, there was a foolish boy who had a bag full of beautiful marbles.
好，从前有一个 foolish boy。其实我觉得吧，其实写文章呢，我自己个人不太赞同，就是用什么 foolish smart 呢来形容一个人哈，是吧
？Yeah, like it is a bit harsh to describe someone right away from the beginning as a foolish person.
你开始就给人家贴标签，说这是一个很傻的男孩，我觉得这个不太好哈。当然，我们把它当寓言来看啊，寓言就是比较这种刻薄哈，就是说有一个比较傻的男孩吧。他呢有一袋子啊 ，full of beautiful marbles， 啊，一整袋漂亮弹珠。
Now this boy was quite proud of his marbles.
Be proud of something， 为什么事情感到非常的骄傲？这个男孩啊，为了拥有这些弹珠，感觉到非常的自豪，非常的骄傲。
In fact, he thought so much of them that he would neither play with them himself, nor would he let anyone else play with them.
好，我们来看这个举动啊，是不是跟小时候的我们似曾相识啊
？Oh, this is so recognizable. Like we did it with marbles, like with Flippos. I don't know if any of you remembers that. We did it with like all kinds of things, Pokemon cards, Pukapai.
他呀，他是每天呢 thought so much of them. 哎呀，天天脑子里想的，想太多，想的都是这些弹珠。That 以至于多到什么程度呢 ？He would neither play with them. 想的太多，以至于想的都从来不玩这些弹珠，都不玩。Neither nor 既不也不，也不呢 ？Let anyone else play with them， 也不让其他人玩。
He only took them out of the bag in order to count and admire them.
而取而代之的是呢，他只把他们从袋子里拿出来呀。Took them out of the bag. 为了什么呢 ?In order to count. 来数一数 and admire them, and 欣赏他们。哎，觉得像不像那个就是看那个电视里演的，就是很多人啊，他那个挣了钱他舍不得用。
Yeah, exactly.
舍不得用。
People are like Scrooge, you know, that he counts all the points on
晚上就把钱拿出来数一数。
Yeah, but never spends it.
哎呀，心满意足，特开心。但从来不用，特别省吃俭用，舍不得用。
They were never used for their intended purpose.
这句话哈，这句话 ，they 指的是弹珠们。
Yeah,
were never used for their intended purpose. Intended 是什么
？Yeah, meant. Like the purpose they were supposed to fulfill.
应该要做的那个 purpose. 请问弹珠是用来干嘛的？
Yeah,
是用来
play with, to have a competition with.
是用来比赛的，是用来玩的，是吧？是用来竞技的。
Yet, that boy carried that coveted bag of marbles everywhere he went.
你看就好像什么？就好像我们买车是为什么？是为了来开的，对不对
？Exactly, you buy a car to drive in it. You ride it, you buy a bike to ride on it.
他就说他不是说买来放在你家楼下每天。每天打开窗户看一眼
yeah,
哦，漂亮的车在那里
Yeah, like that would be very much a waste of money, right?
对，就是说啊，就从事物的本质上说的话，弹珠被造出来是用的、
mm-hmm.
车被造出来是让人开的，如果它造出来不让人开的话，这对车的本身的寿命也不好，是不是 Yet, that boy carried that
coveted.
Coveted bag. 什么意思
That is like something that is coveted is very much desired by other people. Like other people really want to have that. Like to covet is to really very much want something. So something that is coveted is really desired.
对 coveted, 垂涎欲滴的。 让别人非常贪慕和渴求的这个单词 coveted。这个男孩每天啊就带着这一包啊 coveted 令人垂涎的 bags of marbles 啊，这一包弹珠呢形影不离 everywhere he went.
Well, there was also a wise boy who wished he could have such a fine bag of marbles.
好，另一位主人公，另外一个男孩啊 there was also a wise boy 啊，就作者定了一个姓哈，说是一个聪明的男孩。
Yeah, very like intelligent, a wise boy, sensible boy.
这个男孩呢，他也很希望自己能够有一袋 fine bag of marbles。一袋 fine 这里意味着是漂亮的精致的弹珠
Yeah, fine, something that is fine is of good quality and just nice to look at, very, very beautiful.
就是我们总有点自己喜欢的玩具吧是吧、
yeah.
想要去占有的玩具吧 Such a fine bag of marbles, 他也很想有一袋
So this boy worked hard and earned money to purchase a nice bag,To hold marbles.
诶但这个男孩很有趣。他是什么拼命的努力工作啊 ,work hard,、
yeah.
earn money, 来挣了钱。但是他买了一个 purchase, 购买等于 buy, 买了一个漂亮的袋子。
Yeah, to hold marbles.
来装弹珠的漂亮的袋子。可能他买不起弹珠但是他买了一个袋子。
Yeah. Even though he had not yet earned enough,With which to purchase any marbles, he had faith and purchased the marble bag.
诶他的想法跟一般人不一样。他是觉得 even though, 虽然 he had not yet earned enough, 还没挣到足够多来买这个弹珠啊但是他觉得他早晚会买。He had faith, 他有这信念。
Yeah, he believed very strongly, he had faith.
啊他有信念。他有信念他觉得他一定会买到弹珠的未来所以他就先把这漂亮的袋子先买好、
yeah.
先把袋子买好了 purchase the marble bag 就相当于说什么你相信你以后一定会买上自己一栋房、mm. 先把那家具都买好了
Yeah, it's exactly the same like if you want a new house you don't start with buying like furniture, right? You start with buying the house
对已经家具全部网上都看好了订、好了
He took special care of the bagAnd dreamed of the day it would contain marbles with which he could play and that he could share with his friends.
Took special care, 格外的精心照料着啊这个袋子。And dream of the day, 而且梦想着呀有一天啊 it would contain marbles. 这袋子里可以装满了弹珠 which he could play, that he could share with his friends. 然后呢自己可以玩这些弹珠也可以跟朋友们呢一起来玩。
Very, very, very sweet and cute, I think.
这想法呀，这人和人的想法的这些地方，它就是有区别的。
Yeah, definitely another way of thinking.
对，他就觉得说，我以后要有我自己想要的东西，同时呢，我会很珍惜这些东西。
Yeah.
我得给他一个好的袋子给他装着。
Exactly.
好，来看第二的。
Alas, the foolish boy with all the marbles didn't care of the marble bag itself, and one day, the bag developed a hole in the bottom seam.Still, he paid no attention, and, one by one, the marbles fell out of the bag. It didn't take long for the foolish boy's marble bag developed the hole, and the wise boy began to find those beautiful marbles, one at a time, lying unnoticed on the ground. And, one by one, he added them to his marble bag. The wise boy thus gained a fine bag full of marbles in no time at all.This boy played with his marbles and shared them with all of his friends. And he always took special care of the bag, just so he wouldn't lose any.
你说什么你喜欢的东西是你自己能够一辈子拥有的呢？是吧？哎，你有时候你反而是越在意吧？哎，这还晒出状况。
Alas!The foolish boy, with all of the marbles, didn't take care of the marble bag itself.
这里出现一个词叫 alas.
Alas. Alas, that's the kind of old word that's used to say that you are sad about something. It means like sort of, unfortunately, but like it embodies a little bit more sadness. Like you cry it out, like, alas, I did not make it in time. Alas, my class got canceled.
一个比较古老的表示感叹的词语，有点像，哎呀，可悲的事啊，可叹的事啊，遗憾的事啊。Alas,
the foolish boy with all of the marbles didn't take care of the marble bag itself.
哎呀，可遗憾的是，这个男孩呢，这个 foolish boy with all of the marbles 啊，虽然他有很好的精美的弹珠，但是呢。他没有照顾好自己的弹珠袋子 Didn't take care of the marble bag itself、啊、珠子照顾好了袋子没照顾好
And one day the bag developed a hole in the bottom seam
好大家注意看我们说袋子破了一个洞我们会怎么说 Broke a hole 可以这么说吗
Yeah, not really
不可以、啊、英文就说叫破了一个洞叫逐渐发展出来了一个洞
Yeah, to develop a hole.
生动吧 ,develop. Develop 是什么慢慢的来的。
Yeah, like slowly something appears, something is created.
所有的洞呢它都是什么 一条线一根线出了点状况。
Mm-hmm.
然后慢慢慢慢的变大了。所以 develop a hole, 啊大家应该对这个短语印象深刻了。In the bottom
seam,
在底处的缝那个地方开了个洞。
Yeah, the seam, that's the line of stitches that connects two pieces of cloth. Like in your clothes, you can see the seams, the line in your clothes that are seams.
对接缝啊接缝处。
Still, he paid no attention.
当然啦他根本没有注意到这个洞啊。
And one by one, the marbles fell out of the bag.
然后呢紧接着这些 marbles,fell out of, 一下就掉出来了哈一个个的就从袋子里掉了出来。你看这下一招不慎全盘皆输了。
It didn't take long for the foolish boy's marble bag developed a hole, and the wise boy began to find those beautiful marbles.
就这么巧你丢掉的我捡到了。
Yeah.
It didn't take long, 并没有花太久的时间 for the foolish boy's marble bag,develop a hole. 这个洞呢没过多久啊就开始变大了。
Yeah, they're larger and larger. And the wise boy began to find those beautiful marbles.
另外那个男孩呢渐渐的就开始逐渐的就开始找到这些漂亮弹珠了。一个个的接着就发现了。
One at a time, lying unnoticed on the ground.
One at a time, 是一次一个。
Yeah.
一次一个他们是躺在 unnoticed 毫无觉察的散落在地上 lying unnoticed on the ground 大家看这表达多生动啊哈
Yeah and one by one he added them to his marble bag
啊，他就一个一个的把他们都捡起来 add them 添加 add them to 加入他自己的 marble bags 里面啊，就捡漏了
The wise boyThus gained a fine bag full of marbles in no time at all.
于是这个聪明的男孩呢 thus 就是于是了
Yeah, gained, therefore.
Yeah. Therefore, thus.
Yeah, thus is a, it's also a little bit of an old-fashioned word.、
Mm.
Thus is not really used that often anymore.、
Oh.
But it means something like, because of that, therefore.
哎就捡了一袋哈 fine bag full of marbles.这不就是他的梦想吗是不是他的梦想啊
yeah, His dream came true.
而且是 in no time at all. In、yeah. no time 的意思就是
Like super fast, super quickly.
非常快、啊、很快的就捡了满满的一大袋。
This boy played with the marbles and shared them with all of his friends.
所以他的梦想实现了。
Yeah.
他已经有了自己喜欢的 marbles.
Yeah,
同时呢还可以 play with the marbles.
Yeah, he can play with his friends, he can share them with other people, and like, yeah, his dream is fulfilled.
嗯他的梦想实现了而且他做了他梦想想让他做的事情。
Exactly.
可以玩可以跟自己的朋友一起分享。
And he always took special care of the bag, so he wouldn't lose any.
而且他非常警觉的、took special care of the bags.对他那个弹珠袋啊照顾得非常好特别留心特别留意以至于呢不让任何一枚弹珠从自己的手中丢掉。
Yeah, he was always very careful not to lose any marble.
嗯 哎，这第二个故事就是这样了。我们来看这第二个男孩哈，他的这个行为啊。
Yeah, his thoughts, his line of thinking, and his intentions were so different than the one of the foolish boy, right? The foolish boy only thought, I want to have my marbles, and they're only for me, I'm not going to share them with anyone. So basically, he just had a bag full of marbles he did not use, didn't even show them to the world. So how useless is that?
对呀、啊、对于弹珠来说你把它收藏起来也有它的价值，但是如果你不把它拿出来玩，不把它拿出来跟别人玩，又没有完全实现它的价值。因为弹珠是设计来玩的，它是一种竞技用的一种工具。
And like the second boy, he was very like careful and like really like preparing everything to get the marbles, but not necessarily to store them and like admire them only once in a while.No, he wanted to have marbles to share them with others and to play with others and like use them as they should be used.
对，而且第二个男孩呢，他就是知道，他觉得这东西呢是拿来为我所用的。
Yeah.
是吧？
So,
所以他就拿了一个很好袋子给他装上。
Yeah.
但是呢，保证他天天可以能用上。
Yeah. He took good measurements in advance. Like he thought about like carefully, okay, so what do I need for the day I have marbles so I won't lose them, I will actually be able to play with them, etc. So he just thought about it a lot better than the foolish boy.
嗯，他就是他这个想法啊，以及他使用这个弹珠的方式，就跟前面那个男孩是不一样的。
Yeah.
所以呢，这就让他同时他的那种分享的精神
，share
的这种精神，哎，让他能够拥有自己心仪的东西。
Yeah. So actually, the foolish boy in this story, he looks a little bit like foolish Mary, right?
对
，like the unmarried Mary.
你说这第一个男孩，要是他把他弹珠都拿出来跟朋友玩，他肯定天天都得知道有多少啊，少没少。
Exactly, but it only is for himself. That is not for, that doesn't make anyone happier or doesn't have any effect on anyone else.
所以别人玩不了的，你也得不到。
Exactly. Like, if he would have played with it, like, many times, then he would have noticed that there was a hole in his bag.
这自然界的很多规则啊，就是这么奇妙。Yeah. 就这么奇妙，你看前面那个 Mary 啊、
yeah. Me
first Mary， 他哪怕去试一试
，Yeah， and they both make the mistake that they think if they share something with others or if they help someone else， then they don't give anything to themselves， which is not true， because if you help someone and if you give someone something， then you help yourself in a way that it makes you happy too， it gives you a certain satisfaction too。
看这两个前面的故事主人公，他们后来都不太开心。
Yeah，
但是为什么不开心呢？咱们就找原因吧，是吧？所以说 ，Julie 老师就给我们写了一句话嘛，说 selfishness never leads to happiness as the story teaches us.
Yeah， like selfishness is like。Yeah, like, I mean, it's easier than it seems to become selfish. Like, you would think, like, hearing these stories, like, nah, I'm not going to do that. I love sharing my things. But people, like, quickly can get selfish, especially when they feel pressured, when there's a lot of competition around them. They want to be the best. They want to be, like, the most outstanding. They want only the things for themselves because they feel like they have to. They feel that otherwise, someone else will be better and someone else will get away with it with better conditions.
Mm.
So they kind of feel the pressure to be selfish.
Mm.
And that is really like some basic character thing like people can work on, I think.
Selfishness 呢其实也能给人带来快乐，因为你为自己争得了很多你自己想要的东西，是吧？争得了。但是大家可以想一想，就生活中我们不是还有很多烦恼吗？别的事儿吗？
Yeah.
啊，别的一些纠结啊，一些烦恼。但这些烦恼很多时候啊都是跟你只想为自己呢捞点好处啊有关系啊，你有点担心这个没捞着啊，那个没捞着啊，反而啊就是想太多，为自己想太多的时候容易不快乐。
Yeah.
我觉得文章是想说这一点，就是说当然我们要为自己了，是不是哈、啊、
Exactly.
我们要为自己而活着。
Everyone is like a little bit selfish and we have to be also.
但是我们怎么能够让自己过得快乐一点呢？是不是要取得一个 balance?
Exactly, exactly. No one also wants to be friends with a very selfish person.
这两个主人公都走到一个极端上去了，这是只是一个 me first world.、
Yeah.
那他当然不快乐了。
Yeah, of course not.
你试一试你跟别人分享，对不对？你试一试像玛丽一样考虑一下别人的感受，也许你就能快乐一点。
Definitely, like what you give to others, you get back in return. If it's not the same, then it's like definitely a good feeling you get out of it.
对，好，所以今儿这两篇的美文哈，给了我们一些启示。
Yeah.
大家也可以，你看，大家都可以有自己的看法和观点，是不是？你们也可以在聊天室当中讨论一下啊。我们的节目微信公众号推送了文本以后，晚上大家也可以留言啊，说一说你自己的想法啊。有人说不要太 mean 哈。
Yeah, that's true, that's true. You cannot be too mean. You have to share things with others.
对，所以关于这个 share 哈、啊，就多少多少百分比，是百分比 selfishness 跟 selflessness， 那生活中占什么百分比，自己要去把握一下，平衡一下。
Yeah，
是不是
？It's all about balance。
最终你都会想要过一个快乐的生活，所以如果你不快乐的话，你可以去做一点啊 ，helps others， 做点帮助别人的事情，你试一试，
yeah.
看是不是能让自己心情好起来。
Help others, then you help yourself too。
好，感谢大家的收听，谢谢朱迪老师，下次见。
Thank you for listening.